Not only Lazarus, but the world. So then we know to the great extent that God loved the world, that Jesus would give himself freely for the world. And therefore, a friend like Lazarus, he certainly would be willing to give for a season. And we'll look further into that in just a minute. But I would like for you to know that in the back of the pews in front of you, visitors, are a visitor's card. We'd like for you to fill out one of those visitor's cards so that you'll have record of the of your attendance here this morning. In the back of that pew as well are prayer request forms. If anyone desires prayer for any reason, we ask that you fill out one of those prayer request forms and pass it to the end of center aisle as the ushers come around. This morning, it is, if it's God's will, I plan to stress the point that suffering has its place in our life. Suffering, the point that suffering has with our salvation. I'd like to also point out that all things work together for good. For those that love the Lord, that love God, and those that live according to his will. Our scripture reading was eloquently read by my dear brother, Brother Henry Yildale. But for emphasis sake, I'd like to go back and look at that again. Scripture reading taken from John, the 11th chapter, 1 through 3. A man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany with his sisters, Mary and Martha. This is Mary who later poured expensive perfume on her Lord's feet and wiped them with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was sick. So the two sisters sent a message to Jesus, telling him, "Your dear friend is sick." Let us attempt to exegete, break down the subject matter to better define or explain or interpret the text that we're using today. This man, Lazarus, was to Jesus a friend. Lazarus was attached to Jesus by feelings of affection and personal regard. Not only was Lazarus a friend, but he was a dear friend and a beloved friend. And Lazarus was sick. Lazarus remained in this physical condition of sickness at that time. Why do you say at that time? When you say someone was sick, that to me means that their condition of health has either increased or decreased. We get further into the lesson, we'll get more meaning from that. Lazarus' health at that time was impaired. However, Lazarus was not dead. It is for that reason that the two sisters called upon Jesus. My friends, when we are sick, when we suffer loss, when we are in pain, when we've lost jobs, etc., we need to call upon Jesus. Today we're talking about a sickness. By definition, sickness is a physical impairment, an unhealthy condition of the body in or mind, wherein the spirit yet dwells in the temple, but there's much suffering at that time. James was inspired of God to write concerning sickness in James 1 and verses 2 and 3. I encourage you to turn your Bibles with me as we go through the scriptures this morning. James says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance is fully developed. Your endurance is allowed to grow. You will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Spiritually speaking, there is a direct correlation between suffering and salvation. The Roman writer records this in Romans 8 in verse 17. It talks about the fact that we are children of God, we are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. It tells us that if we suffer with Christ, then we should also share in the glory which is to come for those in Christ Jesus. How many of us today want to share in the glory which is to come upon our death or when Jesus comes? That's a question we might ponder in our mind. Each and every one of us that are in our right minds want to share in that glory. In the book of Isaiah, the chapter is 53 and the verse is 10. It teaches us of the suffering Savior. It teaches us of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. It teaches us that it pleased God that he should suffer. My friends, we all, if we have not suffered something this far in life, someone says, keep living, and you will. In the book of John, we go back to the book of John, the 11th chapter and verse number 4. Jesus said, in a great show of faith and truth, Lazarus' sickness is not the end of the matter. It's not to death. Will not be terminated in death. No, it happened for the glory of God. So that the Son of God will receive glory or praise from this. Now, you may be wondering at this time. Now, Brother Stone mentioned Romans 8:28. He said that he was going to try and tie this thing together. Lazarus' sickness, chronic and acute sickness is what he had, long and drawn out. He was going to try to tie this with Romans 8:28. Which teaches us that now we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good. Even to them that are called according to whose purpose? His purpose, not my purpose or your purpose. I won't try to stress it out. Somebody told me earlier, said, don't be too long, I'm hungry. But I'll try not to be hungry to draw it out, but I want to stress this point. As we were studying this morning with the kids, I love that class. What, Dennis? Dennis, where are you? I love that class. We were talking about prayer, and the young kids were talking about prayer and this type of thing. We pointed out,